Hey guys, this is Anonymous on Jive Live Radio, and I have a little moral story for you guys. It's called Temper Control. There once was a little boy who had a bad temper. His father gave him a bag of nails and told him that every time he lost his temper, he must hammer a nail into the fence. The first day, the boy had driven 37 nails into the fence. Over the next few weeks, as he learned to control his anger, the number of nails hammered daily gradually dwindled down. He discovered it was easier to hold his temper than to drive those nails into the fence. Finally, the day came when the boy didn't lose his temper at all. He told his father about it, and the father suggested that the boy now pull out one nail for each day he was able to hold his temper. The days passed, and the young boy was finally able to tell his father that all the nails were gone. The father took his son by the hand and led him to the fence. He said, "You have done well, my son, but look at the holes in the fence. The fence will never be the same. When you say things in anger, you just leave a scar just like this one. They leave a scar just like this one. You could put a knife in a man and draw it out. It won't matter how many times you say, 'I'm sorry,' the wound is still there. Make sure you control your temper, and next time you're tempted to say something, you will regret it later." So, good moral. The next song we're going to be playing for you is La 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 by LMFAO. Maybe the song will cheer you up. For the first time, you make my life bright cause you shine. It's me and you, baby, it's our time. I'm living my dream, girl, cause you mine. You got me skipping down the street and singing love songs all out of key. I didn't smoke then, but I feel so high, and I know why. It's a love thing, it's got to be. Your heart's on lock and I got the key. It feels like I just want a lot to breathe, cause I got my girl and she got me. You my new obsession. All I want to do, you my new obsession, girl. I feel on top of the world with you, baby. I'm gonna dance and party tonight. I feel on top of the world with my baby. I'm gonna rock your body all night.
Feeling right. Remember that way you caught my eye. I remember that way you was walking by. Ooh, girl, watch out now. You looked at me, turned around and smiled. Gave me eyes, my heart went wild. Hypnotized, this love starts now. And how do I know you're real? It really doesn't matter, it's the way I feel. You make me feel super like the Man of Steel. You got me going stupid, picking daffodils. You my new obsession. All I want to do. You my new obsession, girl.
I feel on top of the world. Tonight I feel on top of the world with my lady. I'm gonna rock your body all night.
And a great song by LMFAO. I like that band, they're pretty cool. Well, I'm going to tell you Billboard's top 10 songs. Number one is Tick Tock by Keisha. Number two is I'm a Bee by the Black Eyed Peas. Good song. Number three is Need You Now by Lady Antebellum. Number four, Bedrock by Young Money featuring Lloyd. Number five is Bad Romance by Lady Gaga. Number six is Sexy Chick by David Guetta featuring Akon. Number seven, Hey Soul Sister by Train. Number eight is How Low by Ludacris. Number nine is I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas. And number 10 is Replay by Iaz. I think that's how you say his name. I'm not really sure. But our next song that I'm going to play you is Just a Friend. Just a Friend is a 1989 hip-hop song by Biz Markie. He alternates between rap and singing, and he talks about a girl and how he likes her, but she just has a friend, and he's pretty disappointed about that. But here's the song, Just a Friend by Biz Markie. That you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait. Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short mini skirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bass, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on. I'm not even going for it. This is what I'm going to say.
You got what I need. But you say he just a friend, and you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he just a friend, but you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he just a friend, but you say he just a friend.
So I took blah blah's word for it. This time I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime, cause I have friends and that's a fact, like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding how it's gonna be in the future. We was planning, everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I call her, it seemed something was brewing. I called the room, a guy picked up, and then I called again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend. Don't give me that. Don't even give me that. You bust this.
You got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend.
So I came to her college on a surprise visit to see my girl that was so exquisite. It was a school day. I know she was there the first semester of the school year. I went to a gate to ask where was a dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. He told me where it was, and I was on my way to see my baby doll, I was happy to say. I arrived in front of the dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? They showed me where it was for the moment. I didn't know I was in for such an event. So I came to a room and opened the door. Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? I felt a tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend. Has a friend.
Okay, and we're back. I'm going to be talking about urban legend. An urban legend is an urban myth or an urban tale is a form of modern folklore consisting of stories thought to be factual by those circulating them. So most of the time they're not true. These are the top 10 urban legends and myths. Now, number 10 is the Automatic 4.0. This one has been making its way across college campuses since the 1970s, and it's been popping up as a plot point in movies and TV shows for years. It says that any college student whose roommate commits suicide will automatically receive a 4.0 grade point average for the semester as part of the college's bereavement policy. Other versions tweak it a bit to include murder or an accident, but all to stick to the basic principle of dead roommate equals good grades. Not a word of the story is true, of course, and it's said that the rumor most likely started out as a joke among stressed-out college students. Number 9 is Mr. Rogers was a Navy SEAL. Fred Rogers and his classic children's show Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood were legendary in the TV world, so it was only a matter of time before a few scandalous rumors started floating around about him. Probably the most popular and downright ridiculous was the legend that claimed Rogers was a Navy SEAL during the Vietnam War, and that he had numerous confirmed kills as a sniper. This same rumor often asserted that the only reason Rogers wore sweaters was to cover up all the tattoos he had gotten during his time in the service. Both tales are completely untrue, but this one urban legend that refuses to die, and it is often applied to other clean-cut, wholesome celebrities, most notably John Denver. Number 8 is the Bloody Mary myth. Although it was more folklore than an urban legend, the Bloody Mary story is so old and well-known that it had to make this list. A common game at children's slumber parties. The story states that the ghost of Mary Worth, a woman who was supposedly executed for being a witch, will manifest when summoned. This usually involves going into a darkened room and shouting her name 3 times, at which point her face will appear in a mirror. There are a number of variations on the story, with some claiming that the face of Satan appears or that the mirror turns red, and others stating that the name must be said 13 times, but all follow the same general theme. Number 7 is JFK and the Jelly Donut Speech. The story dates back to 1963 when President John F. Kennedy traveled to Germany to give a speech, wanting to express solidarity with the people of Berlin. Kennedy said to them, "Ich bin in Berliner," which translate to English as I'm a Berliner, but since a Berliner was also a certain kind of popular pastry in Germany at the time, many have surmised that the phrase translated to the crowd as "I'm a jelly donut." And over the years, a number of stories have surfaced saying Kennedy was nearly laughed off the stage after saying it. It's hard to say where the story originated, but it has been proven to be a myth, and reports have shown that not only did Kennedy have the phrase translated by a professional interpreter before using it, but the crowd understood him perfectly. The number 6 urban legend is the Coke lore. Over the years, there have been so many urban legends about the popular soft drink Coca-Cola that they've been given their own name, Coke lore. Probably the most famous urban legend is that in this regard is the old claim that eating Pop Rocks candy and then drinking Coke will cause stomach damage. Meanwhile, other legend says that the acids in the soda can dissolve a tooth, and if it's left in a glass of the drink overnight. And still another asserts that mixing Coke with aspirin produces a drug high. All these claims are false, but another popular claim that Coke originally contained cocaine as a part of its formula is verifiably true. The drink was created in the 1880s, and even after the negative aspects of cocaine were uncovered, the company continued its trace amounts of the drug in its soda until the 1920s. Number 5 is the Good Samaritan. The Good Samaritan legend has been around for years, and it's been attributed to a number of famous rich people, from Bill Gates to Nat King Cole. As the story goes, a motorist stops to help a man change a flat tire. The man asks for the motorist's address so that he might send a reward. A few weeks later, the motorist receives a thank you note in the mail with a check for $10,000, signed by a famous celebrity. The story tends to vary depending on whom the grateful celebrity is, with one popular version claiming that Donald Trump paid off a helpful stranger's mortgage. Trump himself has even tried to confirm this, but all proof points to it being nothing more than an oft-repeated rumor. Number four urban legend is Walt Disney is cryogenically frozen. This is another rumor that's been around for a long time, and it seems that everyone has heard it at some point or another. It says that Walt Disney arranged for his body to be frozen upon his death in the hope that future technology would be able to bring him back to life. No one's exactly sure how this one got started, but records show that Disney was cremated when he died in 1966. It is suspected that the amount of secrecy around his funeral, coupled with his reputation as an inventor, led to the creation of this long-standing myth. Number three myth is the sewer alligator. This story was one of the most popular of all urban legends. Asserts that the New York City sewer system is infested with deadly alligators. In the most popular versions, the animals were brought north from Florida by people who wanted to keep them as pets. When the gators started getting too big and violent, they were released into the sewers. This story dates back to the 1930s when sensationalist newspapers started reporting countless stories of alligators being found in and around New York City, with some even claiming that police were making regular trips underground to hunt the creatures down. Nearly all of these stories are false, and the few that are true almost undoubtedly concern animals that escape from local zoos, but the sewer alligator story has continued to be passed down through the years, and it still exists today in many different forms. Number two is the Vanishing Hitchhiker. One of the oldest and most often repeated urban legends, the Vanishing Hitchhiker story comes in many forms. The most popular version involves a man who picks up a young hitchhiker, usually a girl, on a deserted country road. He drives her to her house, but when he turns to say goodbye, he finds that she has inexplicably disappeared from the backseat of the car. Confused, the man rings the doorbell of the house, whereupon he learns that the girl has been dead for years, killed in a car accident on the very spot where he picked her up that night. There are a number of variations of the story, and it dates back so far that earlier versions take place on horseback or covered wagons. The last urban legend is the kidney heist. The most ubiquitous and persistent urban legend, the kidney heist story, has been moralized on the internet, TV shows, and even a few movies. It supposedly dates back from 1997 when an email started circulating warning people of a new and frightening crime that was catching on in some cities. In most versions, a business traveler is relaxing in a bar when a stranger strikes up a conversation and then offers to buy them a drink. After taking a few sips, the traveler becomes woozy and then blacks out, only to awaken in a hotel room bathroom covered with ice. There is a phone next to him and a note that says to call 911 immediately. When the paramedics arrive, the person learns that their kidney has been harvested by people who hope to sell them on the black market. The story is completely false, but it has been circulating for years, and its appearance on the internet is one of the oldest email hoaxes. In order to quell the rumor, the National Kidney Foundation has even asked supposed victims of the crime to contact them. But to this date, they haven't had any takers. A scary tale, but is an urban legend. So that's pretty interesting. Our next song is My Life Would Suck Without You by Kelly Clarkson.
Yes, this means you're sorry. You're standing at my door. Guess this means you take back all you said before. Like how much you wanted anyone but me. Said you'd never come back, but here you are again. 'Cause we belong together. dysfunctional. I really shouldn't miss you, but I can't let you go.
Kelly Clarkson with My Life Would Suck Without You. And well, for this new rising star Keisha, no one really knows much about her, so here's a little bit about her. Her name is Keisha Rose Sebert, I think. She was born March 1st in 1987. She's better known as Keisha with a dollar sign as an S. She's an American recording artist, and she's been an active musician since 2005, and her breakthrough came in 2009 on when she sang on Flo Rida's song Right Round and I Didn't Know That. And her debut single is TikTok, and that was released August 2009, and it reached number one in 5 countries. And her debut album Animal was released in 2010, and it debuted at number one in the US, and she has some pretty good songs. And here's one of her songs off her new album Animal, Your Love Is My Drug.
Maybe I need some rehab, or maybe just need some sleep. I got a sick obsession, I'm seeing it in my dreams. I'm looking down every alley, I'm making those desperate calls. I'm staying up all night hoping, hitting my head against the wall. What you got, boy, is hard to find. I think about it all the time. I'm all strung out, my heart is fried. I just can't get you off my mind. Cause your love is my drug. Your love, your love is my drug. Your love, your love. Won't listen to any advice. Mom's telling me I should think twice, but left to my own devices, I'm addicted, it's a crisis. My friends think I've gone crazy, my judgment's getting kinda hazy. My steez is gonna be affected if I keep it up like a lovesick crackhead. What you got, boy, is hard to find. I think about it all the time. I'm all strung out, my heart is fried. I just can't get you off my mind. Cause yeah, we'll be right back.
like your beard.
Well, that was a great song, wasn't it? Well, I'm talking about the Olympics. I guess it started today, but I guess this isn't going to release till like next week. But it started today, and that's pretty amazing. And Mark just told me that there's no snow, so they had to bring truckloads of snow there. That's pretty interesting. Oh, and then it starts snowing. But he never told me that part because he's just slow. But anyways, Team Alaska is ready for the Winter Olympics. The Alaskans competing at the Winter Games are already the Magnificent Seven, a group of skiers, skaters, and snowboarders who have generated buzz and a bounty of pride on their way to Vancouver. Kicken Randall, Callan Kithlik-Sifsoff, Jay Hakikin, I don't know, Jeremy Teela, Holly Brooks, Carrie Whelan, and James Southam will spend the next 16 days competing against the world's best athletes in the race for the gold. So, good luck to them. And here's our next song, Knock You Down by Carrie Hilson. Maybe I'll give them some inspiration.
Keep rocking and keep knocking. Whether you Louboutin it up or Reebokin, you see the hate that they serving on a platter. So what we gon' have, dessert or disaster?
I never thought I'd be in love like this. When I look at you, my mind goes on a trip. Then you came in and knocked me on my face. Feels like I'm in a race, but I already won first place. I never thought I'd fall for you as hard as I did. You got me thinking about our life, our house and kids. Yeah, every morning.
To only date the head of football teams, and I was the class clown that always kept you laughing. We were never meant to be, baby, we just happened. So please don't mess up the trick. Hey, young world, I'm the new Slick Rick. They say I move too quick, but we can't let this moment pass us. Let the hourglass pass right into ashes. Let the wind blow the ash right before my glasses. So I wrote this love letter right before my classes. I could have got his ass, someone that's only average for advice. OMG, you listen to that, bitch? Woe is me, baby, this is tragic. Cause we had it, we was magic. I was flying, now I'm crashing. This is bad, real bad, Michael Jackson.
Now I'm mad, real mad, Joe Jackson. You should leave your boyfriend now.
Say
I'ma
you gotta
ask
take
him.
The good with the bad, happy and the sad.
Well, will you bring a better future than I had in the past?
Oh, cause I don't wanna make the same mistakes I did.
Most of you know we have a math teacher here. Her name is Miss Lindquist. Not many people know that much about her, so I did a profile on her. Okay, her name is Rebecca Lois Lindquist, and she is 26 years old, and she is currently living in King Cove, Alaska, as a fantastic math teacher. She grew up in Palmer, Alaska, and moved to Washington State and went to school there. She came back to Alaska to teach in Aluknuk. Yeah. She became a teacher in King Cove when she went to the job fair and met Mrs. Calvert, Mrs. Mack, and Shelley. She coached the 2009-2010 volleyball girls team. She's also the weight training instructor, and she loves to run it like a prison. Her favorite sports are basketball and track. Her favorite food is spaghetti, and she also loves Reese's and Goldfish crackers. Her future plans are to become an actuary or university instructor, and also to get married and travel. Her father is Ralph Lindquist, who is our principal, and her mother is Leela Lindquist, who is an amazing cook. She has four sisters and one sister-in-law. She has one brother and three brother-in-laws, and she is the second youngest sibling in her family. We are hoping that she will continue to teach here at King Cove School for another year instead of just leaving us for Texas. She is a great teacher and one of the best that we have. So I hope she hears this, Miss Lindquist, because you are a great teacher and we don't want you to leave us for Texas. Texas isn't even that great, really, because, you know, all your exes live in Texas, so you don't want to go there. So here's our next song, La 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 by LMFAO.
I just seen the sun for the first time. You make my life right because you shine. It's me and you, baby, it's our time. I'm living my dream, girl, because you mine. I was skipping down the street and singing love songs all out of key. I didn't smoke none, but I feel so high, and I know why. It's a love thing, it's got to be. Your heart's on lock and I got the key. It feels like I just want a lot to breathe. Cause I got my girl and she got me. You my new obsession, all I want to do. You my new obsession, girl.
I feel on top of the world with you, baby.
Cause
I got your dancing party tonight. I feel on top of the world with my lady. I'm gonna rock your body all night.
She makes me wanna sing you la 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 la.
Oh, I can't get you out my mind. Everything you do is feeling right. Remember that way you caught my eye. I remember that way you was walking by. Girl, watch out now. You looked at me, turned around and smiled. Gave me eyes, my heart went wild. Hypnotized, this love starts now. And how do I know you're real? It really doesn't matter, it's the way I feel. You make me feel super like the man of steel. You got me going stupid, picking daffodils. You my new obsession, all I want to do. You my new obsession, girl.
I feel on top of the world with you, baby. I'm gonna dance and party tonight. I feel on top of the world
Just a wonderful, wonderful song. Well, I guess that's all the time we have today. So our last song is going to be Who I Am by Nick Jonas and the Administration. Seems like him and his brothers, I guess they broke up, so he's all by himself now. And that's his new name, is Nick Jonas and the Administration. My opinion, I thought they were all good together, but everybody else thinks that he'll do fine by himself because he's hot and stuff, but I don't know. I'm not really feeling it, but here's this new song, Who I Am.
Someone to love me, who I am. I want someone to need me. Is that so bad? I want to break up madness, but it's all I have. I want someone to love me for who I am.
Is that so bad? I wanna break your madness, but it's all I have. I want someone to love me for who I am.